Hello, Passionistas. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is changing tracks. I'll start with a quote. Some changes look negative on the surface, but you will soon realize that space is being created in your life for something new to emerge. That's Eckhart Tolle. Change. It's one of those things that is always tossed around as inevitable, yet so many still try to avoid it, whether we are conscious of it or not. I recently experienced something that made me really stop and think about how many times we fear change and see it as such a negative thing. It almost paralyzes us. This is what happened. When the new iPhone iOS 7 came out, from my perspective, it seemed as though everyone hated it. Typically, when Apple launches a new iOS, people got so excited, including me. New features, new toys. Awesome, right? But with iOS 7, all I heard was what a nightmare it was, and be ready to have a ton of time on your hands to relearn how to use just about everything. The issue that stuck out most to me was the changes in iCal, which basically run my life. Every move I make is on iCal, even trash day. Life has been a little upside down and nutty for me the last several months, and the last thing I needed was my iCal messed up. Seriously, in my mind, if that happened, I would have to crawl into a hole, for real. The update could wait. It was too dangerous and scary. At least that's what I thought, based on all the noise on the social web. So I waited and waited until Facebook launched the new app called Paper, which is actually a really cool and new way to experience Facebook. But I had to have iOS 7 to get it. Oh my God, are you kidding me? So it happened. I decided it was time to update my phone. The thoughts running through my mind were crazy, but I took the plunge and pressed update and waited. What comes next is truly where the lesson was for me. After several months of fearing the update, fearing losing all my information, fearing not being able to use my lifeline called iCal, I turned on my phone, and to my total disbelief, it was awesome. Everything was essentially the same, only a bit more awesome looking, more intuitive, more seamless, more new. That was it. In business and in life, we can see change as negative, or we can see it as opening up more space, creating new opportunity, creating more awesome. Whether it's making that long overdue change in your team, systems, or programs, whether it's a relationship that's run its course, not all change is negative. Once we accept that, it is truly amazing how much time we can save, and awesomeness we can create. Shared with love from Nina. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye.